This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Julie Schmidt-Albin. She is the executive director of Nebraska Right to Life. Nebraska, of course, a state represented by Senator Ben Nelson, who had been a holdout on supporting the Democratic version of health care reform over its abortion language, trying to make sure the taxpayers weren't on the hook for paying for abortions nationwide. And now, of course, he has agreed to language on that issue and now is supporting the overall bill. And Julie, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet.
What is your reaction to Senator Nelson getting on board here? It seemed as though they were having a hard time getting him on board, but magically, when the legislation was officially introduced, he was.
Well, it's just a complete betrayal on the part of Ben Nelson to not only pro-life Nebraskans, but pro-life Americans. For weeks now, this has played out on a national stage, as you all know, and for weeks, Ben Nelson has pointed to abortion language as his main concern. We believe he made a political calculation at some point in the last week to trade away good language on federal funding of abortion for several other issues that he wanted concessions on, and it just doesn't get any lower than that. What's really frustrating here is that Nebraska Right to Life, not only did we give him a sole endorsement from our political action committee in 2006 for his record and service, but we've had a long-standing good relationship with Senator Nelson and his staff. I met with him in July and in November, specifically on health care. We have been in constant communication with his staff and his offices for at least the last 6 weeks over as things continued on and got closer regarding the different abortion issues. So it's particularly troublesome. And then in Nebraska, and I believe in the national media, he's been stating for weeks now that abortion was, ever since the STUPAC language was passed in the House, he said he wanted STUPAC language in the Senate and that he would vote against cloture if he didn't get it. Toward that end, he ran the Nelson-Hatch Amendment a couple weeks ago, which mirrored the STUPAC language. Of course, that amendment failed. Then come up this last week on Wednesday, the Senator Casey language came out. His office apprised us of the gist of the Casey language, but we were not allowed to see it. And we just told him, well, you know, it's unacceptable. And he refused the Casey language. So we were very bolstered by Wednesday of last week that Senator Nelson was holding his ground. On Thursday on a local radio station here in Lincoln, Nebraska, he reaffirmed that he was going to stand strong on STUPAC language and vote against cloture if it wasn't in there. By Friday, I knew that Harry Reid was trying to take something, his manager's amendment, to the floor by Saturday morning. I called Senator Nelson's staff and I said, please have him call me today, Friday, or tonight, you know, Friday night. I knew I needed to talk to him one more time because I knew he was in negotiations with the Democratic leadership. Friday night at 7:30, my cell phone rang. It was Senator Nelson and his chief of staff telling me that they had come up with some alternative language. And, of course, I immediately said, well, please let me patch in my National Right to Life federal legislative director, who has worked with Senator Nelson's office and met with them. And he said, no, Julie, this is merely a courtesy call. This is not a call to seek your input or approval of this language. This is just something that we came up with, and I wanted to give you the courtesy of running it by you. So I took 6 pages of notes over 40 minutes talking to the senator and his chief of staff, and I countered, and I said, Senator, at least 4 times, I said, I have no way of knowing if this language is like STUPAC or good enough because you won't let me bring on our experts, our federal legislative director. You know, so you really put me at a disadvantage here. And he claimed that it was not only STUPAC, but it was STUPAC plus because it had other things in it that he felt were very beneficial. And I countered and I said, what happened with you stating in Nebraska consistently that you would not be held to Harry Reid's timetable, that you would not push this for a Christmas vote, that you were on your own timetable, and that you didn't want to be rushed into something, that you wanted to get it right. That seems to have gone out the window, Senator, because you're now sitting in negotiations on Friday night in Senator Reid's office with Senator Boxer and Schumer on the other side. I said, if this is such good language that you're claiming that it is to me, then why would Senator Boxer and Schumer roll over for it when they had to give a public option already in the Senate bill? I said, that just is not plausible. I kept trying to, you know, pin him down and say it was really unfair that we weren't able to have any input on this, and they were going to go back and pitch this to the other side. I finally, towards the end, I said, you know, we have supported you. I personally have defended him all across the state for years. I said, it really is troubling me. It's beginning to sound like you are getting weak abortion language at the expense of getting what you want on concessions on some of the other issues. He had brought up several issues of late that he was also concerned about. But for weeks, all we heard in the national media was that Ben Nelson was the last man standing on abortion language. And it's very troubling to think that now as things come out about kickbacks and special deals for Nebraska, it's very troubling for me as a pro-life activist to think that he traded away good language on federal funding of abortion in exchange for other things that he wanted for the insurance industry and other things. And that's just unforgivable.
Julie, do you think that, did you know at the time when he wouldn't tell you the contents of the language that it wasn't going to be good, or did you trust him?
He spent 40 minutes. We were on the phone that long, and he went over it and over it. But, you know, you've all seen or some kind of analysis of it by now. The national pro-life groups are having 3- and 4-page analyses saying that it's worse than the Reed language and certainly worse than Casey. And, of course, as he tried to explain it to me, I said 4 times, Senator, I am at a disadvantage. I'm not an insurance wonk. This is all insurance language. I'm not an attorney. That's why we have our federal legislative director look these things over, who had prior to this time been able to make, talk about the Nelson Hatch language. We'd been involved in that. So all of a sudden it was push come to shove. He had to go back with something, and he was basically doing the very minimum that he had to do by calling the group in Nebraska that had stuck by him politically, Nebraska Rights Life PAC, and it was a courtesy call to basically let us know he had taken this ball by the, taken up this abortion language on his own, and he was going to run with it and pitch it. And I said, why would they roll over for this? If it's good for us, why would they roll over for it? And he said, well, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just walk away and not accept it, and then they don't get my 60th vote. And I truly thought he was going to hold to his guns because I didn't know if the language was good or not. I suspected it wasn't because we weren't able to vet it. But I truly, up to that point, thought that Senator Nelson was going to stand firm and walk away with his 60th vote until he got STUPAC language.
In the last 48 hours, Julie, what's happened to Senator Nelson's reputation in the state of Nebraska?
Well, not only has it taken a huge plummet here, from around the country, we're getting emails and calls from people just disgusted to think that he basically sold his vote and threw unborn babies under the bus in the process. I mean, I don't know how the man thinks he would run for re-election in this state. He's up in 2012. Certainly, there's going to be a huge backlash. He knows that he's lost our support. But he made a political calculation at some point during that time period, Wednesday to Friday. I don't even know if he played us all along. Maybe he's played us for weeks. Who knows? But at some point, Ben Nelson made a political calculation that it was better for him to hang with Barack Obama and the White House on this than it was to hang with Nebraskans and pro-life Americans.
Julie, fascinating, and I know very troubling for many in Nebraska. Thanks so much for your time today.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Julie Schmidt-Albin is Executive Director of Nebraska Right to Life. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.